The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. After this, Jesus went about in Galilee. He did not wish to go about in Judea because the Jews were looking for an opportunity to kill him. Now the Jewish festival of booths was near, so his brothers said to him, "Leave here and go to Judea so that your disciples also may see the works you are doing. For no one who wants to be widely known acts in secret. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For not even his brothers believed in him. Jesus said to them, "My time is not yet come, but your time is always here. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify against it, and its works are evil. Go to the festival yourselves. I am not going to this festival, for my time has not yet fully come." After saying this, he remained in Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. I'm going to start with something that I heard a wonderful preacher do one time. She got up here, and if you've been around All Saints for, you know, this entire calendar year so far, you might have heard this. Forgive me. She's brilliant, and we're going to do it. And she got up, and before she even prayed, she said she was a guest, so she first had to introduce herself. But after she did that, she said, "I'm going to start with a grief resume." And she laid out some grief on the table. Now, I'm not going to go to the whole grief resume, because if we've been people in the world, our grief resume is probably long, longer than we like. None of us get out of this life unscathed. But I want to start this way so we can talk about the significance of Jesus' words in the book of John tonight. Most recently, 3 weeks ago, I lost a very dear friend. A week later, another friend that we know passed away from cancer as well. And just this past week, I have friends who have dealt with another massive loss. I don't say that because that's what we're preaching on tonight, but I just want you to know where I'm coming from. I want you to hear me when I say these words to you. I want you to know that I don't just say the things I'm about to say because, well, I'm the priest and I'm a one with a collar up here, and I should. But it's because, y'all, I'm in it with you. Life is hard. The loss is real and very great. And yet these words of Scripture, these words we're about to celebrate in the Eucharist, bring deep comfort and hope. Even when I sit here and say to you that a dear friend of mine has died, young, and in so many ways, I want to look at God and go, "Well, that shouldn't have happened. This was a bad plan, Lord. I'm just going to be honest." And yet we hear this story from the book of John tonight, where Jesus' own brothers didn't believe in him. You can hear it in that way siblings have with each other, can't you? That I'm not technically mocking you because mom and dad would be very mad at me, but I am going to tell you kind of just what I think. His brothers even said to him, "Leave here and go down so that your disciples may see the works you are doing. No one who wants to be widely known acts in secret." You can hear it in that way siblings have with one another, can't you? Even his brothers, it says, for not even his brothers believed in him. And here's how Jesus responds. This is a word of comfort for each of us, no matter what it is that our grief resume is showing us today. Jesus said to them, "My time has not yet come, He says some other stuff in the middle we'll get to in a second, but then he repeats it again. I'm not going to this festival, for my time has not yet fully come. And if we know, if we dig into the history of this, he's talking about dying on the cross, right? We know that's what he's looking towards. But friends, there's a word of comfort about his timing in our lives here. That even when we, on this side of it, look at God and go, this isn't fair, and I have a list of complaints that I'd like to rail at you. This hurts. It's painful, God, and I didn't ask for this. When we look at him and we say, it all absolutely stinks. The first bit is that none of that scares him. Not one bit of that scares him. He responded about his timing to even his brothers. The second bit is the reality that God's timing means something. His timing in our lives, his method of doing things, it means something. He's not hanging us out to dry. He's not leaving us alone. He's not saying, well, y'all are really a mess this time, so best of luck to you. I'm just going to leave you be. Because if that was true, he could have said that right then and been done. But we know he wasn't. We know exactly what comes next. And so tonight I want you to hear a word of encouragement. When we gather together and we pray with one another, we bear one another's burdens, we hold each other close because we love one another, that's the Holy Spirit at work. We're hard to love sometimes. And yet he's called us together to do that. When we celebrate communion and we remember how Jesus sat around the table with his disciples, his friends, and looked them in the eye, knowing that one of them was going to betray him. And he said, I'd do it again. I love you. Do this in remembrance of me. That same promise that he made then, that we remember tonight, is true. He died for us. He draws us near for us. He loves us. So even when the world feels like you're stuck in the waves and you can't even stand up straight, when whatever it is in your life is just not working out the way you really weren't even hoping it would, you're just wishing and praying it would, that Jesus is drawing us near. He's not forgetting us. And his timing is really perfect, even if we won't understand it this side of heaven. I want to close tonight. We sang one of the great, no pun intended, hymns, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And I'm going to close us with two lines from that as our prayer, because it's true. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Amen.